In last video, we have analyzed the naive approach and the linear interpolation and the trapezoidal interpolation. The normalization to the lowest, slowest joint solution is quite essential when you want to write some generation algorithms. Okay, then let's move to another method called polynomial interpolation. And polynomial interpolation consider velocity and acceleration boundary conditions, and the acceleration is differentiable. We will have continuous drag, and we have more smoother trajectory. And for some control theory, for some momentum, the drag is very interesting only in the theory. And later on, I will also introduce one method called minimum drag trajectory, which is become more and more popular in this day. In addition, the start and end velocity may be not equal to zero, and we usually use a polynomial with 3 degree or 5 degree. If this is a degree of 3, we call it a cubic spline, and it's 5, then we call it a quintic spline. Then when we use third degree polynomial and then we consider 4 boundary constraints, the position and the velocity at the start and the goal state. If we consider 6 boundary constraints, position, velocity, and acceleration at start and goal state, then we need to use the quintic, the 5th degree polynomial. And let's see the velocity and the pulse and the acceleration curve of the 5th degree polynomial. You see, the red curve is a 5th degree polynomial. Then it's quite smooth, and then the velocity is still a 4th degree polynomial. The blue line is still very smooth, and the acceleration is a 3rd degree polynomial, and it looks like this way. So at the start pulse and the end pulse, the robot can still have the velocity. And also the acceleration is differentiable. Okay, so now let's see an example about the cubic polynomials between 2 configurations. And in this example, we consider to generate the trajectories in joint space. And if we want to use a 3rd degree polynomial, then we will consider 4 constraints, the position and the velocity at the start and the goal state. If we assume the start and the end velocity is equal to 0, so theta is the trajectory at 0 times 0, then it's theta 0, and tf is the end time, then theta tf is the end pulse. And the position, and at the beginning and the end, the velocity equals to 0. And because we have these 4 constraints, then we use a 3rd degree polynomial is enough. Then we can get the position function is like this way. So we need to calculate these 4 parameters at 0 to x3. And we can get the time derivative of the position. This is the velocity function, and then this is the acceleration function, right? This is all, 3 of them are the function of time. Then if we combine these 4 constraints and combine them with these 3 equations, then we can calculate, equation 38 into the second function in here, then you can get a1 equals to 0. So after this, combine these equations together, then we can calculate a0 to a3. So this is how, if we use a cubic polynomial and based on the initial state, and how we get the position function, how we get the velocity function. And we know that sometimes the velocity of the waypoints are different from 0. So when the velocity at t equals to 0 is not 0 anymore, and we have dot theta 0 and dot theta 4. But also similar to the last example, if we combine these 4 examples with this position, velocity, and acceleration equations, then we also can easily get a 0 to a 3. then we can get the function of the trajectories. And then, but in this case, we assume the waypoints, they have a velocity of the waypoints. But how to calculate the velocity at the waypoints? For example, we want the robot to move from A to B, and we know the position of A and the position of B, and we know the robot have velocity at A and also at B. How can we get the velocity of A and B? The first method is you can based on the linear and the angular velocity at the two frame. So we can use the inverse of Jacobian, right? If we know the velocity of the end effector, then we can use the inverse Jacobian to calculate the velocity of this waypoint, right? Then we can get the velocity of A and B. So this is manually specified waypoints, but we know that it's hard to calculate Jacobian for a 6 degree of freedom manipulator, and there have maybe sometimes the Jacobian is not invertible, right? And there also have the second method and the third method. The second method is based on heuristics. So for example, we will based on the other waypoints around point A, and based on the velocity of the other points, and then we you based on their maybe the slopes, the sign of the slopes, and decide whether the velocity is zero or there have we can directly use the velocity at the previous one, use some heuristic information to get the. And the third approach is automatic determination of the parameters based on the continuous acceleration at the waypoints. So the system will choose these velocities in such a way that acceleration is continuous at the waypoint. So it's hard, it's confused, and it's a little bit over the content in this lecture. And so if you want to explore more, you can search online, then you will find multiple ways about how to get the velocity at the waypoint. Okay, and until now, we know the cubic polynomials, and this is the example for the fifth degree of a polynomials. This is the quintic polynomials, and then we will conduct a position function like this way, and there have six boundary conditions, and we will also have the start acceleration and the goal, the acceleration at the goal state. Okay, and based on these six constraints, and then based on the position function, the velocity function, and the acceleration function, then we can get A0 to A5. Then we can know the function of the trajectory. Then we can know the next step, where is the robot. Okay, and now we recap all the methods we have introduced. We know we want the trajectory to be smooth, and the smoothest curves are generated by infinitely often differentiable function. So which kind of function they're infinitely differentiable? Sine, cosine, these trigonometric functions, the log functions, and exponential functions. So, you know, but basically we don't need an exponential or a sinusoidal shape position curve, right? It's too smooth. And then so the polynomials are quite suitable for interpolation, and we need to choose proper degree, because if we choose a higher degree, then this will make the trajectory maybe oscillate a lot. And therefore, so we usually we will choose the polynomial, the piecewise the polynomials with specified degree. This is a cubic polynomial and a quintic polynomial. Next, I will in detail introduce B-splines, which is very useful and important. And the piecewise polynomials are used for the multiple waypoints, and we can easily connect the waypoints together, connect the trajectory segments together. And good, until now we learned several common trajectory generation methods, but we have to commit that trajectory generation cannot be that easy. So there are various robotic applications, and the users have different requirements. For example, for some industry robots, then we want the robot to make time-optimal motion. But in some precise surgical application, we require the robot to apply the slowest oscillation trajectory, right? So therefore, next part I will introduce to optimizing motion. The first one is time optimal motion, and the second one is minimal jerk trajectory.